on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to Nick McDevitt Live, brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics, and by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Welcome to Nick McDevitt Live. Fans can tweet or email questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into Sam's Sports Grill tonight and Nick McDevitt Live. Glad to have you with us. The head coach of the Blue Raiders here to join us on a fun Monday night. They're all fun Monday nights, but some are a little better than others when you got a couple of wins in your back pocket. And first of all, congratulations on that really great week for your guys.
Thank you. It was a good week. Good one on Wednesday night. A little unusual than our normal Thursday home game. So got a good one on Thursday against UAB. Turned right around and we're able to get a good win on Saturday and a close one.
Yep, our opening segment brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. And Coach, we talked about it here last week about it being a little bit unusual to play on Wednesday night, a little quicker turnaround time from a road trip, but your guys came into the game at home, nice crowd with your one of our two real natural rivals with UAB and Western Kentucky, and in the game, every game has a little bit of a different life of its own, and that one certainly had one.
Yeah, obviously they're all different. You know, yeah. You can play the same team twice as we just did in a matter of just a couple of days, and game plan can be somewhat different. Obviously, we had to make some adjustments going from the first game to the second, and UAB did the same. And so that game didn't quite take on the same look as the first game. Our 1-3-1 I thought was very beneficial for us in game one. And then in game two, we weren't quite as active in it. They were better at attacking it. So it was getting some individual stops and playing man-to-man defense that proved beneficial for us in the second game.
I was curious, how much of the 1-3-1 did you play at Asheville before you came here? A good bit?
A good bit. We played it a lot, actually. We played it 3 years ago in 2015-16 was one of the first years that we played it quite a bit. And that year was the year we played middle in the Alaskan Shootout. And Kermit and I were talking after the game. It was kind of like playing in a mirror. Is we would score and getting a 1-3-1, and then middle would score, and they're in a 1-3-1, and we wouldn't score, and we're back in man, and middle wouldn't score, and they're back in man, and vice versa. So it looked like playing in the mirror that we were both playing a lot of 1-3-1 that year.
And I know last week on our Facebook show, we talked a lot about 1-3, about different defenses. Yeah. Tomorrow, by the way, at noon, we'll be talking offense, because we talked defense last week. We'll be talking offense tomorrow at noon on Facebook Live. But the 1-3-1 in particular, it's a very unique defense because it can be used for different things, and it can be used to try to cause turnovers, but you see it a lot in situations where either a short shot clock, late half, late game situation, for nothing more than making them use time.
Absolutely. Most teams have some quick hitters, something to get a shot really quick, early in the shot clock. If shot clock's off, teams have kind of late game, late clock plays that they're drawn up against, usually 2-3 zone, but obviously in most situations it's man-to-man. There aren't a lot of quick hitter type play calls that you can go to versus a 1-3-1. Now, some teams try to get the weak side lob on you and back screen your weak side forward and yep, throw it up to the rim. But generally speaking, it takes time off the clock. So real late game, if you're in a two-possession game, If you can keep the team at bay from kind of weaving through there on you real quick, then the other team's going to run out of time. At that point, you've really got to turn the ball over versus their press. Same thing, less than a minute. If you're in a three-possession game where you're up seven or more, just making the other team use 10, 12, 15 seconds versus that 1-3-1
means a lot.
Yeah, it does. Pretty soon the other team runs out of time.
Well, on Wednesday night, your guys got off to a decent start early, but then found yourself down 15-8. And just like that, it's been crazy the last few games where you would see streaks going both ways. You guys are down seven, and the next thing you know, you're up five.
Yeah.
A 12-0 run.
Yeah. You know, basketball is a game of runs. You know, you're going to make some of your own, and the other team's going to respond as well, particularly as up-tempo as a lot of teams play these days, and with the three-point shot and more players being able to make outside shots. Most teams, one of their post players generally is either what folks like to determine or call a stretch four or a stretch five, somebody that can shoot it behind the three-point line. So generally speaking, you got three or four guys on the floor at all times that can shoot it. And because of that, teams can go on big runs in a hurry. It just takes about three possessions, knock down three threes, and you're talking about a 9-0 run in a hurry. So you've got to be able to withstand that when the other team goes on big runs.
Yeah, I mean, and that came to fruition that almost won them the game the other night when Lewis Sullivan hit the big three late in the ball game for UAB on Saturday. But you guys have – I mean, Carl Gamble will step out. All of those guys can do that.
Yeah, when you've got multiple guys that can step out and do it, and to your point, Lewis Sullivan stepped out, made the three. We were able to respond two straight possessions with Donovan and Antonio, back-to-back threes, and now you go from five down late in the game, and now you find yourself one up in a hurry.
Yeah. The thing about the – and you talked about it on this show a couple of weeks ago about runs, and we saw several runs in this game. You know, I'm looking in the second half. You had a 7-2 run, another 7-4 run, another 7-3, all putting it together in the second half. But it was, and you talked about when you're on the flip side of those, on the backside, you know, it's a whole lot easier to handle it if it's a 10-12-0 run, if it's over 6 minutes and not a minute and 13 seconds.
No question. That's
one of the growth areas of this team.
Yeah, that's an area that you duck your head over just a couple of shots. That 5-0 run, if you relax for just a minute, that's when the other team makes two or three quick good plays that cause it to be a 10-0 run or an 11-0 run in a hurry. If the other team's going to go on a 10-0 run, it's got to be over 10 or 12 possessions where you're taking good shots, you're just missing them. You're forcing the other team to run offense, they're making them, and they go on a 10-12-0 run over a long stretch.
Where there's three live ball turnovers.
If you have live ball turnovers and they're getting open threes, open dunks, those kinds of things, then that's when teams can go from you're down six to now you're down 18 in a hurry. And that's when you get yourself in a big hole.
Got off to a not a great start in the second half, found yourself down seven, but then made the comeback, finally got the lead at 46-45, I think, and
on
from there.
Antonio Green three.
Yep, and yep. then never looked back. You led the rest of the way.
We did, and I just thought our poise down the stretch was there. We didn't have silly turnovers. We were getting stops on the defensive end. No matter which defense we were in, to hold that UAB team to 65 points when they've got players like Sullivan and, you know, you look at Bryant, you know, Perry, they've got a lot of guys that can score from multiple areas on the floor. So each guy has to be alert.
Who gets – or is it multiple people that get the job on Mokhtar Gay because he's so active – with the amount of size that he has?
Yeah, it's just kind of a team deal. You know, whoever's back down the floor with your bigs has to have the job of knowing where he's at.
And you always have to worry about him with a tip in or something in a late game situation.
Absolutely. He's long, he's athletic, can really get up and down the floor, moves effortlessly. You've got to make sure, and that's the thing that it's a team effort when it comes to rebounding, because sometimes your bigs don't get a ton of rebounds. Say, for instance, James Hawthorne, you're just trying to keep him from getting it. Sometimes you may not get it. Just make sure that guy doesn't.
Yeah, and you guys out. Yeah.
Generally speaking, on the offensive side, you have your guards get back to protect defensive transition. Now it's up to your own guards to go rebound, and you saw that with Donovan Sims particularly. I think he ended up with 9 rebounds in that first game.
Yep.
It wasn't that Tukey wasn't doing his job or Reggie wasn't doing his job. You just keep their big off the glass, and our guards will come clean it up. And so it's a multi-person effort.
Yeah, you win at 71-65, but you hold them to only 2 offensive rebounds in the second half. And when you can, that's one of those little nuggets on the stat sheet that really jumps out.
No doubt. And again, it just comes to no. I think it was Sullivan might have ended up with 0, and Mac Targay ended up with 1. And so when your bigs are able to keep those guys from getting tip-ins and second-chance points, our guards are coming down, getting those rebounds, and you're making them work for every shot on every possession, you're able to hold teams in the 60s, and then you don't have to have a great shooting night to win. You can still have great offense, but not shoot it great and win tight ball games.
Yep, and the Raiders win at 71-65. We'll talk about the trip to Birmingham in our next segment. Nick McDevitt Live brought to you in part by the Lee Company. Blue Raider fans, get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call, 615-867-1000 or leecompany.com. You're listening to Nick McDevitt Live from Learfield IMG College.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Looking for a way to take your brand to the next level? Let RJ Young's outsourced print and promotional services help you leave your mark on the world. Our products aim to have you make a bold and lasting impression. We offer fast, high-quality print services to fit any budget. Our team of specialists offer step-by-step assistance throughout the entire process for a customized and personal approach to printing. Order now and receive 10% off your first order. Visit rjyoung.com/print today.
Hi, I'm Courtney Brown, great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Did you know that your heating and cooling equipment works hard for you every day, and like any mechanical equipment, it is recommended to have a checkup twice a year? These checkups improve efficiency, extend its life, and help avoid costly repairs. Before the weather sneaks up on you, call us today, 888-MY-ROSCOE. Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Back into Sam Sports Grill tonight. Nick McDevitt live, and the Blue Raiders, a good week with two wins over UAB. We just talked about the win at home last Wednesday night, and time to get on the bus on Friday, head down to the Magic City, and get ready for a game with UAB. And even once you got to Birmingham, more hurdles were thrown in your way to get to the arena on Saturday night.
Yeah, before you'd mentioned that here a minute ago, I'd forgotten all about we had a couple players and our trainer stuck on the elevator when we were leaving the hotel. We're headed to warm up, stretch, and get taped up before the game started. And
not just for a couple minutes.
No, for about a half hour. Our trainer, as well as Carl Gamble and Reggie Scurry, were stuck in the elevator. And so we left. The bus had to take all of our players to the game and turn around and go back and get the rest of them. So Kerry Hammonds was obviously outside the elevator but at the hotel and just waiting on Carl and Reggie and our trainer to get out of the elevator. And so they were stuck in there with two other gentlemen. Our trainer Reese had all of his luggage and his bags, training bags and all that stuff, so there wasn't enough room to sit down in the elevator. And so those two guys all of them had to stand there straight up down. I was wow. Asking them, hey, get off your feet, we're getting ready to play here in a few minutes, and they couldn't.
Well, I tell you, maybe it's a good omen. Next time we hit the road, I don't think we want to do that,
though. No, if it was Donovan that had been standing, I'd tell him to stand and get in an elevator, or Antonio. But not those. The way those two played, whatever they did, they need to do it again.
Well, going into the second UAB game, you know, everybody was going to make tweaks here and there, but it seemed like it worked out pretty even. You know, again, that was – I mean, the games we have with them in Birmingham are just knockdown dragouts, physically – mentally, any way you can think about it.
That was another one.
Yep.
That was another one. It was a lot of fun. I told our guys after the game, I wasn't just proud of them for the fact that a very good win on the road against UAB, a tough opponent, but how they won the game, the way the game materialized, showing a lot of grit and toughness there throughout the course of the game. They made a big run in the first half. We were able to nip and tuck our way to where kind of got a manageable score at halftime. We're down double digits. I think we're down 13 at about 48-35. There you go, 48-35 there in the second half. And then just really started chipping away. Late game, we took the lead. They go on a 9-0 run real quick to take that 5-point lead. And our guys just stuck with it, stuck with each other, made some big plays down the stretch. And then Donovan made two huge free throws. You know, those are clutch. Said that in the locker room after the game. That's why you do all the things you do in an empty gym during the summer. When you're growing up in your backyard, you always talk about, down one second to go in the game. It's 1-1. You run through those things in your head, and there you are. You know, it's Donovan Sims, and it's 1-1, and he stepped up there and made them both. And I know my free throw coach in the back was awfully happy that we knocked two down.
Absolutely. Coach Verbal was there in spirit when Donovan knocked the two down. But you know, you think about it, and that game was a perfect example. You never know where a big play is going to come from, or major player who's going to make it, because you think about a couple of plays that Tukey made in the last 5 minutes. You think of the defensive play that Junior made
On Zach Bryant
when they had a short shot clock, and you knew exactly what they were going to do. And to be able to defend without fouling and still come down and convert on the offensive end.
Very tough to do. And then at the end, Jalen Perry made a tough shot. Ooh. We're up one. He has to make a move, put the ball on the floor. Just made a tough 18-footer over top of Antonio. And then I just thought our team didn't panic. They weren't just looking at each other. They were down, obviously we're down one with about 4.5 seconds to go in the game. And if Tukey just grabs the ball and quickly throws it in, we don't have much organization. Donovan was able to catch the ball. The difference in catching the ball on the move coming to the ball versus going towards your basket is very, very different. And we have the wherewithal from
nobody Tukey's, panicked.
Nobody panicked. And we didn't panic and call timeout, because we didn't have any. and just did a lot of things there towards the end of the game that allows you to win one.
And the Raiders did win a big one, 79-78, and sweep the season series over UAB. Who knows, we may play them again in the tournament, but right now the Raiders have won six in a row against our rivals down I-65. Nick McDevitt live tonight from Sam Sports Grill in Murfreesboro. We'll take a timeout, and some good friends from the Lee Company will join us right after this as you listen to Nick McDevitt live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
It's funny how things can multiply, like cold weather. One minute, a few snowflakes fall. The next, you need a snowblower just to find your feet. Or tardiness.
More work on.
Run 2 minutes late in the morning, and you're a half hour late to work.
Come on.
But good things come from multiplying, too. Like the new Multiplier Instant Games, which give you a chance to multiply your winnings. So go ahead, enjoy the good kind of multiplying today with the new Multiplier Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from the Murphy Center at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com. That's mtsugear.com, or behind Section O on game days. Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer, with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today, and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Hi, I'm Will Brown.
And I'm Courtney Brown.
And we're the great-grandchildren of Roscoe Brown.
Our third-generation business has been serving folks in Middle Tennessee since 1940.
At Roscoe Brown, you are more than just a ticket number. We live in this community and we care about our neighbors.
Whether you have lived here your whole life or are new to town, your family can trust our family with your heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation needs.
Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back in to Sam Sports Grill tonight and Nick McDevitt live. Glad to have some very special folks with us this evening from the Lee Company as they are celebrating a 75-year anniversary of working in the Mid-State, a monumental anniversary. Embraced by the communities, expanding into different regions to serve more families, now with a new Clarksville office. And since 1944, it has been the Lee Company has been involved. If you guys would please introduce yourself to the folks.
Yes, my name's Eric Hill. I'm the Director of Business Development for our Facility Solutions team.
My name is Jake Dodson. I'm our Director of Emerging Markets with our Home Services Group.
All right, one of the things that's going on we're right in the middle of is the Lee Company's involvement with Blue Raider Athletics and Second Harvest Food Bank. So kind of who wants to give the thumbnail of what's going on here?
I'll grab that. We love partnering with them. They've been a good partner for years. As you know, we work with the football team in
Correct.
The fall. And we did the three-pointers for every field goal that cannon boomed in there. We built a house with Habitat of Humanity in the community. It was great. What we've done is we've decided the six baskets that the girls made this past week, and then all the three-pointers that are made, we're going to donate $30 per three-pointer that is made. So I'm needing Donovan and Antonio to get hot.
Me too.
Really hot. And I'm angling for Hawthorne to get a little playing time. I was telling Coach his three-point percentage is solid.
Yeah, it is pretty solid. You're right. And if he could throw in some more from darn near half court like he did at UAB, we'll take those too and keep getting some three-pointers up there. But this is it's great what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we really love our relationship that we have with MTSU and with Second Harvest. You know, last year we raised about 80,000 pounds of food for Second Harvest through our Vans for Cans effort. It's a partnership that we do every year with those guys, and it's a great partnership with Lee Company and Second Harvest.
Now, let's just kind of break this down a little bit. $30 for every made three. Now, Second Harvest Food Bank, Taylor Loyal is one of my good friends there and helps run that. And he tells me that for every dollar that's donated, that's four meals. So so every three-pointer, that means that 120 people are going to get a meal, Coach, and that's right back to this community.
Yeah, you can't beat it. You know, obviously, our guys are fortunate to do what they do, playing Division I college basketball at a high level, getting to play the sport that they love. You know, there's some out there that aren't quite as fortunate as they are, and it's great that through the sport that they love playing, that in some way we'll be able to give back a little bit through the help of this great company here.
Yeah, Lee Company does a great job. And now let's talk about the home services a little bit and what you offer local communities throughout Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, so our home services group will come to your home and anytime you need us. It's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Whether it's a maintenance issue or whether it's an emergency issue, we're going to be there to take care of you. We had plumbers in folks' house over Sunday after the Super Bowl, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And so we'll do anything in your home that you need, from HVAC to plumbing to electrical to home improvements as well. That's actually one of our fastest growing parts of our business is if you got a little hole in the wall that you need patched, give us a shout. We'll come out there and we'll get that hole taken care of for you. It's coming up in spring. We do a lot of pressure washing at this time of the year too, as well as gutter cleaning.
Well, last week we were sitting here, it was about 12 degrees. Today it was 65 degrees. What kind of toll does that take on home systems?
You know, I think the biggest thing that we see at this time is when it gets warm like that, people get outside and start doing stuff, and we're still not out of the cold weather. People will hook their spigots up, turn their water hoses on, they'll forget to unhook them, and then those faucets will freeze with the spigot on there. So let's make sure that we get out there and take those water hose off those spigots.
Yeah, and really in Middle Tennessee, if you do that, chances are you're going to be in pretty good shape, because we don't get that cold for that long to where is, because these houses are built so well and insulated so well.
Yeah, absolutely. And most homes have a frost-free hydrant.
All right. Any specific service you're promoting right now?
Just really our home improvement group.
Yep.
You know, they can take care of any of those small to big needs that you have, all the way up to a home bath remodel.
And it's not just homes. Other facilities, whether it's a nail salon, Sam's Sports Grill, Shoe Carnival across, you all, there's no job too big, no job too small.
Exactly. Whether it's Sam's here and us taking care of this fine place, or whether it's going to an industrial plant and speaking facilities to them, you know, we really pride ourselves in being a kind of one-stop shop for a lot of them when it comes to mechanical contracting.
Yeah, one of the interesting things, and you and I talked about it, is your company is owned by our new governor, and Governor Haslam did a great job. Now Governor Lee is in the office, but he has gone. One thing I think you guys are very proud of is the culture of the company and what he has done as far as making sure that he's not dealing with his business, he's dealing with the state's business right now.
Exactly. Just so you know, we do things like this so our employees can thrive. That is really the culture. So we want opportunities for others to come out and serve others.
And Coach, you have a little insight into that too with your dad.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, my father was very busy and in the political world for a long time, for several decades. So have a little bit of insight into that as well. Absolutely.
But guys, again, let's recap. Thursday night, we need everybody cheering for threes, because it's going to mean 30
bucks.
Yes,
we do.
Yes, yes. For
a lot
of reasons.
That's right.
Exactly right. And we're going to help a lot of people on Thursday night with made threes.
It's going to be great.
And it doesn't matter how much you're up by, just keep shooting threes.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Let's give the Lee Company a great round of applause for their help with Second Harvest Food Bank. They're already in over $900 with last weekend's threes made by the women. We're going to add to that on Thursday night. And we're going to take a timeout. More Nick McDevitt Live. You're listening to the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Attention light beer drinkers. A message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer is pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging. Because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, ABC, in Lawrence, Missouri.
The things you love for less. That's exactly what you'll find every day at your neighborhood Kroger. With digital coupons, so you can load your shopping list with savings. Plus lots of fresh choices and quality you can trust. All at low Kroger prices. You can even earn fuel points that pay off at the pump every time you shop. It's real savings and real value. And that's why, at your neighborhood Kroger, you can always get more for less. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interests at heart.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need. Checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. This is Dr. Mark Hardison with Middle Tennessee Oral and Implant Surgery. We are so proud to be able to serve the Blue Raider teams and their families when they need wisdom teeth removed, dental implants, or other specialty oral care. Our mission is to provide healthcare as it should be, providing compassion, availability, and excellence to every one of our patients. We deeply appreciate the support of your business as we join in supporting our team. Let's go Blue!
Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into Nick McDevitt live tonight from Sam's Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. Glad to have everybody with us tonight on this beautiful day in Murfreesboro. A little rain, but nice and warm. And we've gone through a series here now of meeting your assistant coaches and of the coaches on the floor. We're going to wrap it up tonight with Wes Long. And Wes, good to have you in the borough.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. I know you've been waiting and with bated breath to get this opportunity.
So. still got to figure out why I was last.
Save the best for last.
There you go. Yeah. Go with that. Yeah, own that.
That's right.
So give folks a little bit of an idea, because one of the things that you bring to the table to coach's staff is to have someone who has already been a head coach. And that, that's got to be – You're kind of the shoulder to lean on there with a lot of experience and having to make quick decisions. And kind of talk about that and what you bring to the table in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably valuable and probably maddening for Nick sometimes too. because when you've been a head coach, sometimes you have your own opinions. But I think it's good. Every staff I've been on, whether I was the head coach or an assistant, has had a former head coach on it. And I just think that, you don't know what you don't know sometimes. And when you've sat in that seat, regardless of what level, you've had to make decisions. And I think the best thing I can do for Nick is just, he's a good decision maker. So just give him options, and I'll be in his ear sometime. Really nothing more than just think about these two things. Be prepared for these two things. Be prepared for this. And I know he takes the information and does what he wants with it. But I do think that's valuable to have a, for the head coach to have an ear a shoulder, like you said, to lean on of somebody who's been in that seat.
When you started putting your staff together, was Wes one of those names that was right there because of exactly what we talked about?
Yeah, it was it was kind of a no-brainer option for me, and more of a decision, I guess you would say, for him. There wasn't a decision to be made from my standpoint. It was he's got a ton of experience, not only from a head coaching perspective, like you said, he's been in that seat before where he knows you're having to make decisions quickly, and there's times where you can give a lot of advice because you're in a full timeout or it's halftime versus here's what I think you ought to do, and that's the end of it because we're in a 30-second timeout. We don't have a couple minutes to discuss this. And when you've got that feel, that's invaluable. But the other part is he's done it at so many different levels and throughout this region. I mean, he's been a head coach in college, but also an assistant coach at UT Chattanooga, an assistant at VCU at a very high level. So just has a ton of experience that you can't put a price tag on that.
One of the things that you talked about between a full timeout, a media timeout, or halftime as opposed to a 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout, everybody's hair's on fire and you're grabbing the whiteboard and trying to do something.
And you're trying to only talk to the five guys that are on the floor.
Exactly.
You know, on a full timeout, our staff talks to each other.
That's where I was getting to there.
And for the – you're trying to talk to the entire team. You know, the five guys that are in the game that are sitting down, and we position our guys kind of in order. They always sit in the same order from the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 from right to left. And so the guards that aren't in the game, they stand behind the guards that are sitting. And so if you're trying to talk to your guards, you're only looking right here, the guys that are sitting, the guys that are standing. Same thing with the post, the guys that are sitting, the guys that are standing. So you're trying to disseminate information to everybody. You're not worried about that in a 30-second timeout. We've got to talk to just the five guys that are in, go back and play, and now we can let the other guys know that aren't in the game what's going on while we're about to do, just in case we're having to sub.
You know, I think back when I was a kid growing up, and you didn't see coaches and assistants interact a whole lot going into a timeout. I think Al McGuire may have started that, but how much goes on in that 30 seconds or so as a media timeout begins? Is that where you're given a big part of your input?
I think probably before that, like the thing that I always, having been a head coach, know and like to think about is our job as assistants is to let Nick coach the five guys who are on the floor. I don't care how long the timeout is. During the game and in breaks. Now, if he chooses like he wants to address somebody who's not in the game, that's his, you know, forte. But I think we need to free up his mind and his space to be able to coach the game. And so one thing that I try to do is take the information from the other guys or from the players and kind of filter that into, all right, the one or two most important things that maybe he needs to know. You know, sometimes Sean and Dre and I will talk about something. They'll say, you got to tell him this. And I'll say, I've told him. He's the boss now. He gets to make the decision. You know, we've come up with a consensus or a strong opinion from one of us. We've communicated it to him, and it's his to do what he wants to with it at that point.
The other thing that I like to do is find the guy that did the scout. The whoever did the scout for the team that we're playing, that's usually who I go to first that
right.
particular game. What are their ten? You know, let's go over some things. What might they do right now? You know, here's the point in the game. What do we need to be ready for? Which play do you think they're most likely to try to come out of this timeout and run? What do you think they might want to do to us defensively? Do you think this is a time where they like to trap us? We've got to be ready for the press. Make sure, and this is where Wes is really good with preparation, is be ready to run this if they're in man, be ready to run this if they're in zone. They're a little weak here defensively. They're a little weak there. Those are things that we do leading up to the game in practice. But at the same time, it's always a good reminder to, if they're in zone, we haven't run this. This is something we've gone over for the last two or three days that I think will work. If they're in man, this is something we've ran over the last couple of days. We didn't show it in the first half. Now would be a good time to run it.
Yeah, and all that is stuff that's right at the tip of your tongue, on the tip of your brain, because from you and I talked about it the other day, that a typical scout – is about 24 man hours, so you know, give or take a little bit there, and so you need to know them better than he does.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got one sheet in my hand that's our plan, and then I've got another sheet in my pocket that is the counters to our plan, and I never show him that sheet, but I'm working off of it a lot of times. All right, we did this. or this is the matchup, and now I know what's next because I've gone two or three steps deeper. And, you know, the game, the 40 finite minutes of the game is not the time to say, well, coach, here's why I think, you know, let me delve into the 14 points that made me come up. We just don't have time for that.
Yeah.
It's here's why, you know, boom, here's the info. Now, it's your decision.
Yeah. Now, as we kind of wrap this up, you came here for a lot of reasons, coach being one of them, being on the staff here. Talk about, as we wrap it up, what this community has been like for you and your family.
It's been awesome. You know, I've been married three and a half, you know, next anniversary will be 4 years. I've moved from, got engaged in Chattanooga, moved to Richmond, was there 2 years, moved to Asheville, was there 9 months, moved to back to Murfreesboro or to Murfreesboro. I say back because my wife is from Columbia, Tennessee. We were in Chattanooga, and we got engaged and moved to Richmond, and it was a long way from both of our families. And I told her as soon as, you know, this crazy career allows, we'll get back closer to family. And so we're back closer to family, and you know, we love the state of Tennessee. It's where she grew up. I loved my time at Chattanooga. I've loved this so far. It's great people. It's great communities. It's a high quality of living, a high quality life. So everyone here has been awesome. We couldn't be, you know, more pleased with where we live and who we live around and who we work with, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Well, it is. It's a lot of fun, and I'm fortunate I get to travel with you guys and kind of see what's behind the curtain. But appreciate you being here, my man, yep. And thanks for coming on with us tonight.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Wes Long, Blue Raider assistant coach. We'll take a timeout. More with Coach McDevitt right after this. You're listening to the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill tonight. Nick McDevitt live brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4.8 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. Well, Coach, time to get into our audience questions. And just as if she heard it on the show a moment ago, Jennifer McKnight wants to know, how do you and your coaches handle scouts for upcoming opponents? Is it a rotation, or do you particular coaches match up better with a particular team?
A little bit of both. Some of our staff gets together before the season even starts and just goes almost every third game. They just rotate it amongst the three assistant coaches. There are some games where it's not quite every third game because of experience either scouting that particular team and those players or, you know, the tendencies of a particular coach. There's five new coaches, kind of myself, in Conference USA this year, and so some of my assistants have coached against some of the coaches in the past and kind of some tendencies that they've shown over the years. So a little bit of both.
All right, Megan Shivers wants to know what has been the highlight of your year so far. I'd say her husband getting caught in an elevator the other day.
Probably that trip was a good one. Him getting caught in the elevator, but you know that was a fun trip. Donovan Sims stepping up, making two big ones at the end. Winning on the road's awfully hard. Beating one of your rivals and doing it in that kind of fashion was awfully fun. Well, it was a fun bus ride home.
Yeah, well, and I've said it before. People have heard me and see me posted. Road wins are double good.
Ooh, man, they're good. They are fun.
All right, I'm not sure who sent this in, but great question. What makes Reggie Scurry so successful around the rim and on the glass despite giving up height to a lot of opponents?
It's a great question. He has a long reach. He has a 7'3 wingspan. Generally speaking, you want to look at somebody's height. You can kind of get a close feel for their reach. Usually if you're 6 foot, got about a 6 foot wingspan. 6'5", got about a 6'5 wingspan. He's 6'6", has a 7'3 wingspan. He's talking about +9. The average NBA player is +5. He's incredibly long, and he has explosive legs. He has big, powerful thighs. So he jumps really well for a guy as bulky as he is. And when you combine that leaping ability with a 7'3 wingspan, he just gets a lot done.
He's got a motor, and he smiles every minute he plays because he wasn't sure he was ever going to play again.
Yeah, he does. He's just a little over a year from a very traumatic injury that he had in a cryotherapy chamber when he was at Missouri State. Suffered some third-degree burns and really painful, bad blistering to his feet. Was unsure if he'd ever play basketball again. So just over a year removed from that, to be playing the way he is pretty remarkable.
T-Bone is from here in Murfreesboro, and he wanted you to be able to talk about the week that was for Donovan Sims, because he loves seeing those local guys do well.
So do I. And he was great. I mean, to how efficient he was as well. Scored 42 points, had, you know, in our last game, 6 assists, no turnovers. I think he had 19-9 in the first game against UAB, had 23 points and 7 rebounds, 6 assists, didn't turn it over in 37 minutes in that second game. Just a really remarkable game. And to do it, I think he only took 8 or 9 shots in both games, made almost all of his free throws. He was pretty much flawless.
And on the front line, again, T-Bone wanted to get your opinion on how James Hawthorne and Carl Gamble are coming in there to help Reggie Scurry and do the job that they're doing right now.
Yeah, they're providing a lot of energy. You know, they just when you play hard, you can play through mistakes as a team. And those particularly Tukey just is a guy that plays with such a ton of energy every night. He's been taking quality shots. He's shooting 33% from three, so he stretches the floor for us. He's so athletic and plays hard. That combination at 6'7", you're just going to get stuff done. And he's kind of a sixth starter. He's a senior. Has played quality minutes for us this year, so it's not at this point in the season playing in big minutes isn't new to him. It was at the beginning of the year. He just didn't play crunch time minutes.
What's for all these guys?
That's right.
Yeah.
So just all of them are kind of coming into their own and getting more comfortable with that.
Coach Verbal back here wants to know if his six-man club membership entitles him to use the whiteboard and make comments in the huddle.
He can sit on the bench with us, draw up plays, use our whiteboard, what he wants to do.
Well, that's all of our questions from the audience. So that moves us into our five random questions of the week. And it causes a little sweat bead to come out on Coach's forehead. So here are five random questions. Number one, what makes you bored?
What makes me bored? I guess a bad movie. No sports being on and only a bad movie being on.
Okay, all right. Tell me something that you did not look forward to doing, but it turned out great and you'd love to do it again.
Who?
It's something you really weren't thinking it was going to be fun. Anything come to mind? Any sort of trip, sort of event, you know, visit to a museum or something that really, you know, I'll go, but.
No.
No.
I'll tell you this. I'm usually not my wife knows this. I don't like surprises. I tell our team that all the time. I said, I don't like surprises unless they're good surprises. The occasional surprise is okay, but I'm a planner. I like to know where I'm going, how long we're going to be there, the whole nine.
You like to plan your spontaneity.
Hey, plans. That's a good way to say it, Chip. That's right. Plan spontaneity. My wife is laughing and saying yes in the back.
All right. Random question number three. Would you rather have more time or more money?
More time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
More time.
All right.
There's never enough time with your kids, with your family. I'd take more time any day of the week.
I tell you, I get so tickled watching you guys, in particular when we're on the road during warm-ups, FaceTiming with your kids while the guys are out getting up shots. And there's four phones with all these kids on the other side of it.
Well, it's why you do it. Yeah. You know, you enjoy your time with your players, you enjoy time with your team, but also with your family. Otherwise, why are we doing all this?
Yep. All right, random question number four. What was your best Halloween costume as a kid?
As a kid?
Or maybe you have one better as an adult?
Well, I like Halloween.
An answer back there.
Well,
excuse me, ma'am.
I was my wife and I dressed up as Zach Morris and Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, that's
from
great.
Saved by the Bell a couple years ago. We dressed up as, people from Top Gun. I was Tom Cruise. I dressed up as Maverick, and so we've had some fun over the coat. A couple years ago, I was Ferris Bueller, and she was Sloane.
She's a perfect Sloane Peterson.
Yeah, we were Sloane and Ferris, so we've had some fun at Halloween.
That's good. That's good. You know, maybe
my Zach Morris blonde wig was bad.
Oh, I
everything
bet.
Else was pretty spot on, but the blonde wig, I didn't pull that one off very well.
I bet Wes and I have something in common in that we have both met Mr. Belding in person because he lives in Chattanooga.
I'm telling you, I could recite, I think, every word to every episode of Saved by the Bell.
All right, final random question. What teacher in school had the most impact on you and why?
Two people, I would say. My ninth grade government teacher was my uncle, my dad's brother, Ricky McDevitt. Just how he taught his class, he was so energetic every day about his government class. There was never a down day. And to see somebody who was also the basketball coach at my high school, he was the girls' basketball coach, to see him get as excited about his class as he did about basketball just had an impression upon me. And then Miss Ramsey, she was my history teacher in high school as well. And as a result, I would say because of the passion that those two had for those two classes, when I was in high school, I ended up being a history major at UNC Asheville. I just started gravitating more towards that and seeing how fun they made learning and learning about, just things that have happened in the past in U.S. history, world history. Those two people had a big impact on me.
All right. Excellent. That's five random questions for the week with the head coach. We'll take a timeout. Be back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to Nick McDevitt Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it, no matter where you are or what you're up to. Whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at GetSTHealthcare.com.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Be my bow fun. I smell the newest Jumbo One with a chance at a $4 million top prize. It's so big, you can play both sides.
Jumbo Bucks 300X. Good news, you don't need magic beans to meet this giant. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, giant-sized fun. Please play responsibly.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill one more time. We're in Stones River Town Center. Great food and great service here this evening. And, Coach, big week for the Blue Raiders. You've won four out of your last six and home this week to take on Charlotte Thursday night and Old Dominion coming in on Saturday. Two teams out of the very eastern part that have great basketball tradition.
And great guards. Yeah. They do have great tradition. Coach Jeff Jones has been done a tremendous job at a lot of different places.
What a class guy.
He really is.
Yeah.
He really is. I don't know him really well. I've watched him from afar for a long time. One of my college coaches, he was an assistant coach at UNC Asheville when I played there, was Ryan Odom, who's now the head coach at UMBC. Ryan was on Jeff's staff for a long time at American University and says just what a great guy, great coach, the way he just goes about his business. He's got a very good team this year, two really good players in Stith and Caver. But before that, we got to play the 49ers.
And John Davis.
John Davis. he's going to play professional basketball at some level or another. It's awfully hard to get to the NBA. Got to have got to be really good, but I got to have a lot of luck as well. And whether he or not he gets a chance, hopefully for that young man he does. But he is a great player. Averages about 35% of his team's points. They're averaging about 60 a game. He's averaging right at 22 himself. He's just tough. He's really good.
I tell you, the last few home games, the sixth man has been there. Very important for folks. And they're loving this team and watching them grow. It's very important them to get out there Thursday and Saturday this
week.
We'd
definitely love to see them. We got two big ones. They're all important, but this homestand is big. We've won three in a row at home, and now we'd love to make it 4-5 this weekend against Charlotte and Old Dominion.
All right, let's go get them.
Sounds great.
All right, Coach Nick McDevitt joining us tonight. Dalton Barrett has been our studio producer. For all the folks from Learfield IMG College and the Blue Raider Network, this is Chip Walters saying thanks for being with us, and good night from Sam's Sports Grill.
This has been Nick McDevitt Live, brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Blue Raider Network.